Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You can listen on GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, Rents Radio. You can listen to us on Global Star Radio Network. Telephone listen line 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815, and you can listen to us on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute and Odyssey. Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Thank you, Ron. And thank you for all the AM, FM, and satellite affiliates. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, welcome.
Good morning. I watched the Tucker Carlson interview, and I'm not surprised. This is what I suspected about our government, and unfortunately, I wasn't wrong. Oh, good grief!
Why don't you give us a thumbnail of what you saw and learned, please?
What was that? Try it again.
Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what you learned? I did not see it. And by the way, class,
sure.
There's a problem with the internet right now. And so we are making do with the plain old telephone service, POTS line, plain old telephone service landline to GCN. So that's why the audio is a little bit different. But, Greg, what did you learn with the Tucker Carlson interview, please?
Well, I learned that, you know, first of all, Putin's interest was to stop the neo-Nazi spreading of neo-Nazism into Ukraine and into Russia. And I learned that they worked out some treaties with the U.S. on not bringing NATO into the Balkan states. I also learned that that they signed off on all these things, and the United States broke every single agreement. Every single agreement, and basically, the government of the Ukraine is a coup. And the United States likes to support coups to overthrow other governments. That's history. We already know that. They've done it time and time again. They get in there and they upset and turn over the democratically elected governments using the CIA and other sources. And I already suspected all this. I kind of knew that was what was going on. But, you know, in my opinion, Tucker Carlson kind of exposed us as the buffoons that we are, you know, without trying, or, you know, that wasn't the direction he was going. He was just wondering if we could work out agreements. And like Putin said, we have. They don't, you know, they cut him off so that they can no longer talk. And the agreements that they made, the United States has broken. And, what's his name? The guy with the ugly white hair in the European Union. Let's see. Anyway.
You're talking about Boris Yeltsin.
What's that? Boris Yeltsin. Yes.
Yeah.
What a piece of garbage that man is and what he has done. It's just mind blowing. He pretty much directed all this, but,
Well, here's an interesting thing. The United States, as far as I know, started misrepresenting, lying, cheating, stealing with the Boston Tea Party. I mean, as early as that. We dressed up in costumes as American Indians, portrayed Indians, and blamed the Indians for the Boston Tea Party. So we've been doing this for a long time. And we've talked about, here at USA Prepares, how Washington, D.C. is nothing but a cesspool of liars. Liars, liars, and more liars. And you can't believe anything that anyone says. And there's so many of them that lie. We got that that Raggedy Ann spokesperson, White House spokesperson.
She can't tell the truth
like 3 seconds in a row. And why would anybody even watch her? Why would even the press corps show up there and try to ask that buffoon a single question? She's a card-carrying lesbian, just to say the least. So her personal life is a disaster. Her professional life is just nonstop lying. And that she's like the poster lesbian for the D.C. swamp. Can you imagine inviting her to a party? Can you imagine? Who would want to be associated with that ilk? So that's just my opinion. Of course, don't believe a word you hear. Don't believe a word you hear at USA Prepares. Don't believe a word that you hear, see, or read in the media. Do your own research and make up your own mind. And what's really terrible is we have a bunch of liars, cheats, thieves, and lawyers in Washington, and they are right next to the red button, you know, figuratively. They're right next to it. And we got a guy who was investigated for mishandling of documents, which I'll call him the President of the United States, and they're lying around in his garage. And then he gets investigated, and it's determined that this guy is so mentally incapacitated that he's not responsible for his own actions. And that's Joe Biden. Can you imagine? Can you imagine we've got a president and his own team is saying that he's not responsible because he's feeble, mentally feeble. I'm paraphrasing. That's where we are today. So the guy's got the red button. He's in charge of the United States of America. He is putting the world in harm in every single way. You know, even something as simple as mailing a 1 ounce flat package. I did that this morning. I have some death cards that I saw on the internet. And these are funeral cards from World War II, specifically the Wehrmacht, the Luftwaffe, Panzers, Nazis. Got a bunch of them, thousands of them that I've collected over the years, and I'm selling them to keep the farm alive. It costs $4, over $4, $4.02 to send a 1 ounce first-class mail bubble envelope today to the East Coast from Missouri. $4.02.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? You know, a first-class stamp is now 68 cents under the Biden regime. 68 cents. It keeps going up like every 6 months.
Well, yeah, the UPS has already made the statement that we could deliver your mail for so much less than the United States government, U.S. Postal Service. And I believe it.
One of the things that we absolutely positively have to have in the United States of America is a mail service that is absolutely dependable. We have to have that. We cannot have commerce without it. Now, in 1885, the price of a stamp, first class letter, was 2 cents. 1885. In 1925, it was 2 cents. In 1928, it was 2 cents. It didn't go up to 3 cents until 1932. And then it didn't go up to 4 cents until 1958. And then in 1963, it went up to 5 cents. I remember this. I remember 4 cent stamps, and actually, believe it or not, I remember 3 cent stamps in my lifetime. And then we had a dramatic price increase to 20 cents in 1981. And then in 2006, it went up to 39 cents. That is the interesting thing. In 2019, 55 cents. 2019. In 2021, 58 cents. 2022, 60 cents. 2023, 63 cents, 66 cents, and now 2024, 68 cents. Now, who was in charge when the price of stamps went up the most? That'd be Joe Biden. But Donald Trump was part of it. He put in this new postmaster general. And then this guy decided he's going to go for electric vehicles, which even the electric vehicle, even the automobile manufacturers know is a really terrible idea. And they're pulling the plug left and right on electric vehicles. But the United States Postal Service is going to use electric trucks to deliver the mail. Another boondoggle. Can you imagine having inside information, you know, working in Congress and working on legislation and finding out that there's going to be a big push to mandate electric vehicles, and then all you have to do is buy the stock in the companies that manufacture electric vehicles or could manufacture electric vehicles, and then you make a fortune? Can you imagine what that would be like? That's what it is like. That's exactly what's happening in Congress. These guys are inside information traders. They can spell traders any way you want.
And they have their own agendas.
And, nobody goes into Congress richer than when they leave.
But it doesn't surprise me that this is happening. Look what they're encouraging on the borders. The southern border. You know, the migrants coming across are outdoing our birth rate in the United States. How's that?
Greg Lesher, do you think that there's going to come a time when the villagers are going to play whack-a-mole with politicians and with illegal invaders? Do you think that's going to happen? I'm not advocating it, but do you think it's going to happen? I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit out this next election as I sat out the last few. I am not going to participate in the fraud, the sham. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to waste my time.
Absolutely.
Polling, they say go to the polls. What does that mean? That means, like, if you had a voice, which one of these buffoons would you like to pretend he or she is going to take care of your interests?
The lesser
That's
of two
what polling
evils.
Is.
Yeah. The lesser of two evils. I don't vote for the lesser of two evils.
Or the evil of two lessers.
Yeah.
Greg,
there you go.
Were you going to talk about something that you wrote and something that you found on the Internet regarding something that you wrote?
Say that again.
Are you going to talk about, you called me and said that you had published something and you found it on the Internet. Are you going to talk about that? You don't have to if you don't want to. I was just wondering if you were going to.
I had somebody steal one of my books, absolutely. A guy by the name of Clyde Lewis does something called Ground Zero, and we're sending him a cease and desist order right now.
What happened? What happened?
Well, somebody downloaded my book. Changed the looks of the cover and published it on their site and selling it. And it's a book about survival that I did. And I would love to go after him. I'm having somebody who's going to write a cease and desist order, who's an attorney friend of mine. He's doing it for free. But it's incredible what people want for copyright violations. But I'm going to go after him. I'm going to go after him.
We'll talk about this with him.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now. 800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Thank you, Greg. It's realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com. So, Greg, let me see if I've got this right. You published a book, and it was available for download, and someone downloaded it, changed the cover, and then put it up for sale. Is that correct?
That's correct. And if there's anybody that would like to help me on this, I'd love for them to. I do have a change that I need to tell everybody about. The website is now purewaterstructures.org or purewaterstructures.com. We made that change. We're getting rid of Real Water Independence because there was a company in Nevada that by the name of Real Water that made some filters, water filters that killed people. So we wanted to stay away from that. Purewaterstructures.com or purewaterstructures.org.
So you think that a broadcaster has copied your book and is selling it for profit? Is that what you're alleging?
That's exactly what's happening.
Did this person contact you and say, here's what I'd like to do. How about I cut you in? Anything like that?
Absolutely not.
And your publication says that it's copyrighted with all rights reserved. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
Well, I wish I could see your face right now. I'll bet steam's coming out of your ears.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's jeopardizing everything I've worked for. There's a reason, you know, I took the other books off the shelf for a reason right now. You know, it's patent pending. We filed the patent. But I don't want it stolen by other countries. And those that would profit on it and, you know, basically, this is my stewardship. I've worked on this for the past 15 to 20 years, perfecting what I've been doing. And this disgusting person, and I had a conversation with John D. Wells, Caravan to Midnight, and he's ready to just unleash on this guy, expose him for who he is and what he is. He's really upset as well. I just, it's just amazing.
What does John Wells have? What is his interest in this, other than maybe friendship with you?
He understands the system. He knows how important it is, and he knows what it can do for people. And I've known him since I was running a radio station. We've become good friends. And I really respect the guy because he's like us. He wants the truth, and he doesn't care what people's opinions are. He's going to put it out there. You know, I want to suggest everybody download that interview from Tucker Carlson before it disappears, so you can get a better understanding of what's going on in Washington. What's going on with our, you know, he's putting it, our country on the, at the red button level. I don't know what else to say. He's just, this administration and the deep state are destroying us.
Greg, many years ago, a couple guys flew over from the former Soviet Union to the Commonwealth of Virginia. They're being interviewed on a small radio station, maybe 20 miles from our farmhouse. And it was the local radio station that had local news, local information. And it was local radio for the village. And I was listening to these guys being interviewed by the radio station host, probably slash owner. They were from the former Soviet Union. And I was fascinated with what they were saying. So I called the station, asked if I could take them to dinner with Mrs. Finelli, and I did. I'll tell you what happened when we come back. Fascinating. Exactly the opposite of what you might think.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is criticizing a DOJ report that cites lapses in memory noticed by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier about classified documents. Biden spoke in response himself.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet.
In their report, DOJ officials said Biden appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death and did not recall his time as vice president very well either. later. Biden's attorneys claiming the references made in the DOJ report are inaccurate and inappropriate. Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now out. It's 2 hours long, and it's the first interview Putin has given to a Western reporter since he ordered Russian troops to invade Ukraine. Carlson says there is more truth to be learned from the Russian president and former KGB officer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Some of what happens here at our studio. Greg, what's next? I know you're furious about your work appearing with a different cover.
You sound much better. Your voice.
Yeah, I'm in broadcasting through the studio through a mic mixer and an electro voice microphone and all that. Yeah, I was on a plain old telephone service. Jason called me just before the broadcast started, a couple minutes before, and he said there's problems with the internet. What do you want to do? Do you want to do a rerun, or would you like to go live via telephone? And I said, let's go live via telephone, because you had no idea that this was happening. So it was either do a rebroadcast, and then you find Greg Lesher finding out that right when he was going on the air that there was no broadcast, or, you know, use a telephone. So I chose using a telephone to stay live. That's what that was all about. You know, Greg, have you been watching what's happening in the public school training camps and how students in Illinois and Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, have, you know, over dozens of schools where there's zero proficiency in some of the testing of the subjects?
Oh, incredible. That, you know,
the basic subjects.
Good grief. What a failure. What a monumental failure.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you
look at the
brilliance and seeing, I met a teacher in Senegal. I was able to talk to him about my technology in class. They invited me to speak in his school class. And then talk about a bunch of bright individuals. And they understood English. They taught English, and they spoke very well English. And these children were 13, 14 years old, and just incredible when you compare it to one of our schools, the amount of time and effort that goes into teaching these children. It almost made me sick to think about our school system. Watching these people in Senegal, Africa, okay? A third world country.
Mm-hmm.
At best, second world in some areas.
Well, we have, there's a report, independent research firm called Wirepoints. They found out that 53 schools in Illinois had zero students proficient in math at grade levels. 53 schools. Not one student. Not one student proficient at grade level math in 53 schools.
What are we sending our children into? I mean, what are we getting them into by signing away? That, you know, talk about an incompetent parent, which they consider themselves, of your child while they're at school. Mm-hmm. What incompetent! It's just beyond.
Here's something amazing. Okay, so how much does it cost to send a student to the public training camp in Illinois? I'm talking about kindergarten, first grade, second grade, all the way up to 12th grade. $21,750 per student per year. $21,000. That's roughly $100,000 for 4 years. But they go to school for 13 years. Kindergarten through 12th is 13 years. 13 times $21,750. But you've got to put in the increasing cost for next year and the year after and the year after and the year after and all the way up for another 12 years. This is just, it's staggering how much money is being wasted, how much funds have been wasted on education. Great. My college education costs less than that. 4 years at a major university costs less than 1 year of kindergarten for someone in the Illinois public school training camp. But it's not just Illinois; it's Maryland too. So the Baltimore County Public Schools, they only spend $14,883, and they have 23 schools that have zero students proficient in math. 23 schools with zero proficiency. Not one person, not even the best and brightest, is proficient in math.
Does it sound like their goal
schools.
Is to turn out children as being able to handle balancing a checkbook, being able to handle calculating how to make a living and what does it sound like they're preparing us for that, or what does it sound like they're doing? What's their goal?
We have things like companies sell mattresses zero down, 0% interest. I know a guy. I'm not kidding. This guy actually graduated high school, and I knew him in the late 1990s. He bought a car, zero down, 0% interest for a year, that kind of a thing. And then he found out that he had to pay for it after a year. The payments were going to come due. He was shocked. He lost his car. They came and hooked it. Well, it's not like this guy was a dummy.
For their bottom line.
It's just that the problem is that, and I tried to rectify this in the public school system in Charlotte County, Virginia. I wanted to rewrite the curriculum, which I did, so that all students would become proficient in principles of business, business ethics, business law, principles of insurance, principles of banking, principles of commerce. All students would have to take coursework in those areas so that they could handle normal everyday life, like going to buy something and then seeing that the contract said, here's the interest rate, here's what it means, because they had no idea. They had no idea what the terms and conditions meant. And it's written in legalese, which is really, really difficult, even for someone who is a high school graduate. It is difficult because it's designed to be complex and difficult, and it's designed to be read by a lawyer. So you know, lawyers are coders and decoders. They code into documents so the average guy can't read it, and then you have to hire one to decode what the heck it says.
Let me quote to you what a family member, through marriage, from my previous marriage, school teacher said to us, I really appreciate the fact that you are homeschooling your children. We said, well, it seems like our children don't want to get into this curriculum. Was it better to send them to the public schools? And she said, absolutely not. Let them learn from home at their own pace. When they want to learn, they'll learn. But absolutely do not send them to public school. This is from an educator who's been educating in the school system as a teacher for years. What does that tell you? Mm-hmm. And that was in Utah.
Well, mm-hmm. Well, you might consider me an educator. I taught in the public training camp. I taught every grade from kindergarten through 12th, and then I taught college, and then I taught the master's program in college. So I've taught a lot of different grades. And if you would consider me an educator of sorts, I'm not certified in any of it. I don't have any documents that say that I've been through the training to be proficient in being an educator, but I have done it, and I've done it for years. I would say you got to be out of your mind to send your children to the public training camp, and you got to be darn close to out of your mind to send your children to college. Because that's where you take a normal child and you put them in college and they come out a homo. You destroy their lives. And that's because of and they have groups. They have groups for homosexuals. They have all different kinds of names for them. But they have groups so that if you want to become a card-carrying homo, you can join a group. And you too can become a homosexual and be pleasure-seeking for the rest of your life, to the exclusion of everything else.
And they're calling this education.
I've seen what it does. I've seen what this homosexuality does to families. It is absolutely devastating. Absolutely. The husband comes home and he finds out his wife has a girlfriend. And then the husband finds out he's sleeping on the couch. Then the husband's trying to figure out what did he do wrong. And then later on, then the wife says, I don't know, maybe we can get back together. Really? Who'd want to get back together with that?
Good point. You know, good point.
Well, it's not like I'm making this up. I know the case. I know the case. I've been to their house. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Our son, I won't say dated, but, you know, spent a little bit of time with the daughter. And she became a card-carrying homo. She married another girl. And our son's scratching his head. Like, what the heck happened? It's not like they, you know, became involved. It's just that, you know, they're the same age, and he was a friend of ours, and we were friends of theirs, and all of a sudden, their family fell apart.
But the big question is...
I was talking to our son about one of his buddies, a guy I really like. He went to school with this young guy, and, you know, they spent time together, and this young man had a girlfriend. Same thing happened. She became a card-carrying homo. So,
what is
these two guys, our son and his buddy. Well, that's what I'm saying. So our son is scratching his head. His buddy's scratching his head. It's like, what do we do? What did we do? Well, they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. The system is so broken. It convinced these girls, just these two that I'm talking about. There's plenty more. There's Lindley and Lindley's daughters. Not Lindley, but Lindley's daughters. USA Preparedness instructor. She lost her daughter to thinking that he's a boy. That she's a boy. It's awful.
You know what?
I'm talking. And it's not like these. It's not like these girls looked like they were run over. You know, with a big steamroller. It's not like that. These are pretty girls. Pretty girls.
You know,
if you look at them at a distance, you'd say, boy, what a pretty girl.
The problem is with this whole system is that we are being forced to support it. They are stealing our hard-earned money, calling it taxes, and they are using it to pervert our children, to pervert our nation, to destroy it. This has got to stop. And it will.
And it's working.
But unfortunately, it's going to be our own destruction.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg, let's just say
this. Yeah.
Greg, are you finding good?
I wanted our students to do some, think about something for a minute. They tell us that we have freedom of religion. Okay? Well, what's the very first commandment? You know, one of the first, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. You wonder why Moses, the Lord, chose to deliver the children of Israel and told Moses to let my people go so that they may worship me? We're supposed to have freedom of religion, but we can't have freedom of religion when we are we're being stolen from, and the funds that are being stolen from us are being used to fund these horrible, evil God. Until we start asking for forgiveness from being a part of this mess and start praying for deliverance from this beast that we're being controlled by, I don't think we're gonna see much happening to help us out. I think we're just going to see destruction, and it's just going to increase until we finally realize how horribly bound we are by this evil.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me share something with you.
Okay,
article on Zero Hedge. Yeah, here's an exclamation point. Quote, Zero Hedge. Pentagon secretly institutionalized DEI in its K-12 public schools, end quote. Quote, in a congressional hearing last spring, Gil Cisneros, the then Undersecretary for Military Readiness, announced that the Pentagon was closing its newly formed Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion within its kindergarten through 12th grade school system and reassigning its controversial Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Chief after a 10-month internal investigation. So I have to say, the Pentagon climb down was a big win for the OpenTheBooks.com. We had worked alongside whistleblowers, journalists, and other investigative nonprofits and ranking members of Congress to expose the alleged conflicts of interest and violations of many ethics, policies, and radical ideologies being forced upon the kids of servicemen and servicewomen. Today we are announcing Cisneros was actually faking. The radical curriculum was not dismantled. Instead, it was stealthily embedded into lesson plans and classrooms throughout the entire school system. The Pentagon, under Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, is preventing details of their DEI policies from coming to light by abusing the Freedom of Information Act. They bamboozled the public with window dressing in congressional hearings while forcing woke extremism on roughly 70,000 children of our military service members. It's critical that the taxpayers understand the scope of the DEI philosophy within the Department of Defense's schools. Deployed service members often have no alternative but to use the Pentagon-run schools called Department of Education Activity. Now, here we go. That is our military forcing diversity, equity, and inclusion training on young children of servicemen and women. They have no choice. So if you're wondering, this is coming from within the government to the government to perpetuate the ilk that we're seeing. It's from within. It's not just some fringe radical wackos. It's the government doing it. It's the government doing it. That's why you're seeing it everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. And then I ran for the Board of Education in our little hamlet here in Wright County. And I stopped into the school and I watched the teachers after school. And I said, so what are y'all doing? Oh, we're filling out reports. Well, what do you mean reports? Well, we have to fill out these reports for the federal government. On what? On what we're all doing. Wait, how about you don't do that? How about you don't fill out these reports? How about you spend that time writing your lesson plan so you can educate the children tomorrow and the next day and the next day? How about you do? No, we can't do that. We have to fill out these reports. So the teachers spend their time filling out reports about what groups are doing what to the exclusion of educating the children. That's what's happening in the public training camp. And I ran against all that, and I lost big. When I run for something, nobody gets beaten better than I've gotten beaten, no matter what I do. The big machine stomps me into the ground. And then a bunch of losers win. Losers that don't know anything about much at all. That's the truth. I'd be glad to debate these people one-on-one. I'd be delighted to. I don't even need to prepare. Because I would just speak the truth. But they win because they've got the big machine behind them. And you see it over and over again. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch Yellowstone. Watch it. You'll see. You'll see what the big machine's like. It's awful. It's disgusting. And it's killing our country. From within. Civil War has already started, along with the Second American Revolution. It's already started. And shooting hasn't really started in earnest yet, but it will.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.